Tuesday, 15th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. In a statement marking the first anniversary of the global political agreement, Morgan Tsvangirai said that a degree of peace and stability has begun to take root, and basic foods and services have returned to the country. Nevertheless, he tempered the achievements of the GPA by commenting that ZANU-PF continues to frustrate full implementation of the agreement. Police in Harare reportedly blocked a peaceful demonstration organized by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions at Machipisa Shopping Center in Highfields on Saturday, according to SW Radio Africa. White farmers in Zimbabwe have told the BBC that there is still anarchy and lawlessness in some parts of the country, a year after an historic power-sharing deal was reached. At an educational advisory board conference held at Prince Edward High School in Harare yesterday, Minister of Education, Sport and Culture, David Coltart, announced to educators that the ministry had secured $70 million for the Education Transition Fund. $50 million will go to addressing the severe shortage of textbooks in schools, and $20 million was marked for the Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM. The Education Transition Fund will be administered by UNICEF. According to Plus News, the National AIDS Council has purchased $890,000 worth of antiretroviral drugs following allegations that it was abusing funds generated by a 3% tax on income known as the AIDS levy. The government body charged with coordinating anti-AIDS efforts had collected about $1.7 million since February 2009, but spent only $20,000 on ARVs, prompting HIV/AIDS activists to call for a financial audit. Harare-based political commentator Dale Doré has said that democracy is not about leaders colluding on the sharing of power and stitching up an agreement. Democracy is about government by the people, for the people. As such, the sole source of a government's authority and legitimacy lies with the people through free and fair elections. Ed Moomarima, the Member of Parliament for Bikita East, was acquitted of fraud after a Harare magistrate said that no offence had been committed, the MDC said in a statement yesterday. Several lawmakers from Tsvangirai's party have been arrested in recent months, which the MDC claims is a crackdown against the party. An SW Radio Africa report says that Chegutu farmer Ben Freeth, whose Mount Carmel farm had been under siege by land invaders for several months, was briefly arrested on Monday morning along with a group of international journalists. According to NewZimbabwe.com, the Zimbabwe government has seized the assets of the stock exchange-listed Meikle's Group under a controversial anti-corruption law. The seizure was authorized by the country's two Home Affairs ministers, Kembo Mohadi and Giles Motsekwa, according to an extraordinary government gazette published last Friday. A South African woman phoned up a new anti-corruption hotline and was shocked to find herself talking to President Jacob Zuma. The pair spoke for 10 minutes before she was told who she was talking to. The free hotline was launched on Monday, and in its first 3 hours received some 7,300 complaints from frustrated citizens, the presidency's Vusi Mona told the BBC. An AFP report says that authorities in Sierra Leone have recovered and buried the bodies of 120 people who died in last week's ferry disaster, a naval officer said Saturday. But scores more passengers are still unaccounted for. A raft of tribal violence in Uganda points to increasing turmoil ahead of a 2011 election and shows President Yoweri Museveni's determination to hold on to power in the region's third biggest economy, reports Reuters news agency. A report in the New York Times says that American tennis sensation Serena Williams returned to Arthur Ashe Stadium yesterday for the first time since her verbal assault of a line judge Saturday night and finally apologized for her actions. Williams issued a statement of apology on her website before she and her sister Venus defeated Zimbabwean Cara Black and Liesl Huber to win their 10th Grand Slam doubles title.